¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, a lot of people, for multiple reasons, don't like Christmas. But there are some who are straight out allergic. Christugenia tichophobia is a fear of Yuletide. Christopher Paul Jones is a therapist and phobia specialist. Afternoon, Christopher.
Afternoon, how are you doing?
Somebody has developed a kind of phobia of Christmas because something happened to them that they associate with Christmas, or is it a phobia of Christmas in and of itself?
Yeah, generally it's normally the association to Christmas. So the different elements that can make up Christmas. So some people are scared of, you know, the socializing if they have social anxiety. Some people are scared of, the crowds, if they have claustrophobia. But some people, yes, specific music or specific sights like tinsel can trigger people.
Okay. And in those cases, where does that come from? Can you ascertain that?
Yeah, well, most fears, whether it, you know, it seems really irrational, will be something in your past where your brain has associated danger to it. So if you know a Pavlov's dog where you'd ring a bell and feed a dog and ring a bell and feed a dog, and eventually the dog would salivate like it's about to be fed. It's the same thing with humans. And so I had one client who had a fear of tinsel, and when we tracked her back to the root cause, she'd been wrapped in it in a game as a kid, got it over her mouth, couldn't breathe, and so the brain then associates tinsel with, you know, danger, not being able to breathe, and then she had to avoid Christmas then on in, basically.
Okay. Is it even possible to avoid Christmas? Unless, like, you know, you spend every Christmas in Iran or something. I don't know how you can do it.
Well, exactly. I mean, this particular client, up until we worked together, was locking herself away and just, you know, trying to, yeah, exactly that, going off to countries that didn't really celebrate Christmas. And, it's not easy, and it gets harder every year. So it's really about, like any fear, it's about learning how to let that go rather than avoid it.
Yeah. Can you let it go? Can it go away permanently? Or can you, you know, I suppose through some form of exposure therapy, you can at least get used to it?
Yeah, I mean, so the couple of ways you can get rid of it. One is to slowly build yourself into that, although that can be quite painful and slow. What is a better way is actually to desensitize the emotions. And so I was talking a minute ago about, you know, Pavlov's dog. If you associate positive associations, if you start creating positive links and desensitize those triggers, you can actually change your phobia very quickly.
Right. Okay. And so then, and how do you specifically go about doing that? Do you kind of, somebody comes in for a session with you and you have a little tiny Christmas tree and then it gets slowly bigger?
No. I wouldn't expose anyone to the fear till they've actually reduced the emotion. So what I would do is do various exercises to take down that Pavlovian response. And so a very simple one is just to take that negative memory and basically scramble it. So if you think of something you're scared of, and then you made it small and black and white and ran it backwards and added some Benny Hill music, it's done over a period of time. It comes a bit like the Harry Potter spell the ridiculous spell in Harry Potter, and it changes that emotional link. So what you used to be scared of can become funny. Or you can start thinking of positive memories and doing something unique, like squeezing your fist. It becomes what's called an anchor. And then you have that and it can reduce any negative associations.
And that's a great... I imagine, though, and do you get patients coming to you at Christmas, or they come during the summer in the hope of preparing themselves for Christmas?
Well, I would always advise people come to me in the summer, so they're ready for Christmas. But unfortunately, it's human nature that we tend to try and suppress our emotions. We tend to try and fight with them. And so we're going, I'll be fine, I'll be fine, I'll be fine. And then suddenly what was a 1 or a 2 in September by December is a 9 or a 10. So it's human nature to avoid it till it becomes unmanageable, but it's better to try and tackle it.
Too. Yeah, of course. And the people, when they eventually arrive in your surgery, Has this built up for them over a period of years, say, whereas it might have been manageable when they were younger?
Yeah, I mean, exactly that. So you have these trigger events, but then your brain is very good or very bad at what you call trying to make us right. So then it will look for reasons why it's justified in this fear, and then over time it will get more and more scared. And of course, if you've had a load of Christmases of being anxious, you have more weight to that fear. So yes, it's like filling up a glass of water. It gets bigger and bigger each time.
Mm. Does the mind tend to magnify bad things just because they happened at Christmas? By which I mean, you know, if there's a death in the family, obviously that's terrible at any time of the year, but it seems worse when it happens at Christmas.
Yes. Well, because it's also, you know, a lot of people get more depressed at Christmas because it's the time when you think you should be having fun. And yes, absolutely. I mean, you've said a couple of other triggers there. So a breakup, losing a loved one, because you've got the music, because you've got the sights, it's like if it happened, you know, if you lost a loved one in, I don't know, February or a standard month or what, there isn't really the same kind of triggers, but, you know, you only need to hear a specific Christmas tune and you could be back there. So, yes, there's more triggers to set that fear off. It's harder to sort of forget about it.
Mm. And would a lot of your patients have experienced a breakup of some sort? Because statistically, there's more of it that happens at Christmas.
Yes. I mean, I think everything becomes intense. And so while, you know, phobias, you know, are quite... aren't as common as, say, general anxiety, because there's a lot of stress over Christmas, financially, getting organized. So there's a lot of tension there anyway. And so, yes, breakups are a common one. And then it's the reason when people tell me they hate Christmas, because I love Christmas, when people tell me they hate Christmas, even if they're not a client, I'll always be interested and go, well, what's that about? And it's like, oh, well, my parents were always arguing at Christmas, or I had a breakup at Christmas. There's always some reason why they associate negative rather than positive to it. And it's learning to let go of that.
Yeah. Is guilt a factor in this, in that they feel bad about enjoying themselves at Christmas?
That's very common, yes. So when you lose someone, and, you know, there's a lot of sort of like Catholic guilt, this idea that you shouldn't be happy, that it's somehow wrong.
Well, that's all year round, really, Christopher, from Catholics.
Yes. Well, I was going to say that, yeah. But to be fair, you know, no offense to people who are Catholic, but whenever I have a client and they went, oh, I'm a Catholic, I was like, oh, okay, that's going to explain, we better work on the guilt then, you know, before we do anything else. But yeah, it is that idea that somehow if you are happy, you don't deserve to be happy till everyone's happy, or if you've lost someone, you know, and it's always asking yourself, if you have lost someone over Christmas, what is it that they would want for you? Would they want you to be miserable, or would they want you to be happy? How can you honour their memory rather than just being in that guilt? But yes, guilt is another part that goes with loss.
Mm. Is there, actually, because one of our listeners texted and said, everyone always goes home to their friends at Christmas, and in inverted commas. I've no friends in my hometown, so I spend my Christmas alone and depressed, which is a kind of an advertising depiction of Christmas, and then that almost automatically will make a lot of people feel that they're missing something.
Yes, exactly. Well, exactly. The fear of missing out, as it's known. Yes, it's that idea that everyone is having it. It should be a magical time, and I guess. But then, there's plenty of people that choose to have it alone because it's like, oh, I'm sociable all year round. This is my time for myself. Mm. So it is about going, okay, it's challenging those beliefs really and go, okay, what is it I'm believing? What is it I believe I'm going to miss out on? And how can I, you know, what could I do to make that better? So maybe there's a group of people that are also alone and you could, you know, have a Waste and Strays Christmas, you know, get everyone together or whatever it is, if being part of the group is important to you. Yeah. But it's always looking at what's behind this belief. What is it that what is really that's making me sad? What is it that's making me depressed?
Yeah.
And then it becomes easier to let it go.
Christopher, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Christopher Paul Jones, there, a therapist and phobia specialist on Harley Street.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Thank you.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.